this special edition of We Speak Dispatch, and we wanted to take a few minutes just to acknowledge some of the tragic events that have happened in public safety over the past few months. And while we don't want to get into any specifics about any of the situations that have happened over the past few weeks, we did want to spend some time to acknowledge those events and hopefully share some experiences, share some information, and hopefully just let everybody know that while these things in and of themselves are very tragic, that there are opportunities for us to give back to the communities, to reach out and help our brothers and sisters in public safety, and potentially prepare ourselves where we are at our organizations for the inevitability of perhaps a future tragedy in our own community. So I'll just open it up to the floor, and please share any thoughts that you've had about what's happened and maybe how we can move forward from some of these things.
I would just start by saying, first of all, thinking of all the 911 dispatchers impacted by the major events, all the public safety personnel, law enforcement, fire, medical, anybody else also that had to work these tragic events, and thinking about everybody and also the family and friends impacted by all these horrific events. But to the dispatchers that still have to go back to work, make sure you're checking on each other. If you're a manager or leader, know what you can offer your employees, whether it's a critical incident team, know there's national resources out there, peer support teams, EAP, et cetera, and know that everybody out here is thinking of you and rooting for you as well. So definitely thinking of all you 911 dispatchers.
So I just want to say that it is okay for you not to be glued to a TV set, to have to know everything that's going on, especially when tragedy occurs close by or, in the same state even. The first thing that you want to do is you want to find out what happened. And then the second thing normally is, well, how can I help? And so for those of you guys in situations where it is overwhelming, just remember that you still have to take care of yourself first. And so it's okay for you to turn off the TV. It's okay for you not to understand or know all of the circumstances right away. And it's also okay for you to take a step back and maybe donate money to some reputable organization that's taking care of those that are affected by the tragedy, but you don't necessarily have to go be there to help. It's always beneficial, but sometimes that's not possible, maybe for your own mental health. So just remember that it's okay for you not to know every single fact about the incident. You're not going to hurt anybody's feelings. You're not going to affect the outcome, obviously, by you taking a step back. Take care of yourself. Remember that you do come first.
I mean, I will tell you that I really feel that these events just cause this ripple effect over all of us in public safety, because mm-hmm. we're all thinking, what if it happened here? What if it happened to yes. us? Am I ready? Am I prepared to these things? So, you know, yes, we don't want to know all the answers yet because we just don't know the answers yet. But I would say it could start a valuable conversation at your comm center to say, what would we do if this happened to us? Not logistically, who are we going to respond, mm-hmm. all that stuff, but how are we going to take care of each other? At the end of the day, when you walk in that parking lot and you get in your car and you go home, it's still there. It's still with mm-hmm. you. That whole thing of driving home and doing this stuff. So we have to think, how do we get our people back on track when this event's happening or right after it's occurred? How do we talk to everybody and not just ignore these problems and say, they're strong, they'll handle it. That's the worst thing we could possibly do. Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to mimic everybody else and then just say that we're thinking everybody who's been involved in all these tragic incidents. Never an incident that anybody wants to have to go through or listen to or hear about. But to those who've never dealt with these incidents, it can happen anywhere. Just because you're yep. in a small town of 10,000, 5,000, it doesn't matter. Small town America is just as much of a target as the bigger cities, the bigger towns. So mm-hmm. if you're sitting there going, thank God it wasn't me, thank God it wasn't, but it could easily be you. So take the mm-hmm. time to learn what needs to be done.
Absolutely. And just to close this out, for those of you who were directly impacted by the tragedies, we're thinking of you, we're sending you our prayers. And for anyone else who wants to reach out and provide some assistance to those centers who have been directly impacted, we will certainly provide you with some addresses and some contact information, so you can know that those cards or letters or gift cards or whatever it is that you choose to send are getting to the people who actually need the help.
Yes. So, reputable companies that have been vetted.
Yes. Please take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. We are in this together because we are a 911 family, and we wish you all of the best.
Yep. Sending everybody love. Take care, everybody.
Take care.